علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood. And we were discussing previously about those particular reasons why prophets and messengers come. And today, inshallah, we shall be discussing and focusing on the duties and the responsibilities of prophets and messengers. We saw that at the times when the prophets came, the situation of the society was such that people had forgotten the covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were, the weaker people were being forced to do wrong things by those who are stronger. There were systems of class whereby people were favored to get certain, to receive certain amenities and resources which were supposed to be equally distributed, but they weren't, and they were specified for only a group of people, and things like that we witnessed that would occur when the prophets came. But most importantly was the actual idea that the people had deviated from Tawheed. And when we talk about Tawheed, we mean that people had deviated from that idea that God is to be worshipped alone. He is supposed to be obeyed alone. That's number one. And number two, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted special nobility to mankind, and that they are all equal in terms of their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the potential to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and receive amenities in that sense. So this was something that we discussed previously, and now inshallah we shall talk about the duties and responsibilities of prophets.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we notice that because of the fact that mankind forgot that promise and that covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and due to the fact that all these different issues happened whereby they got diverted from the path of Tawheed, now it was the duty of the prophets to come and revive Tawheed in the societies. And how they did it was in different ways. So we will continue, of course, with discussing some phrases from the first sermon of Nahjul Balagha, where some of these things are explained. You see, when you talk about the duties and the message of the prophets and messengers, first this shouldn't come to your mind that the prophets came firstly and foremostly and primarily in the very beginning to come and create a social system and to bring about a social structure in the society directly. This would not be possible, basically, if you just come to a society with an idea or with a social theory. To apply it directly is almost impossible unless you use dictatorial methods or you use force. But what the prophets did was to bring about an internal change in the people, to bring about an internal revolution. So this is what we say that we call, what we refer to as ba'that. Ba'that or al-bi'tha means to be sent forth or to kind of wake up. Okay, this is called ba'tha. So when there's an internal revolution, then we can have revolutions outside. When we have internal change, then only we can have external change. So what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the prophets of God did was to address the hearts and to address the people themselves as individuals, so that they can create that liking and that change that is within them to be able to grow spiritually. And that is when, after these different individual people started to have some spiritual change, some attachment to God, some kind of cleansing within them, that's when slowly and gradually they realized and they felt the need of a social change, a social structure that will definitely propel them towards perfection.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, coming back to our discussions, we know, of course, that the final and foremost, you can say the final aim and objective of the messengers is that mankind should wake up and mankind should stand up with justice. They should apply justice in the society. They should have a just system in the society. This is one of the final goals of the messengers. Of course, under this system, then mankind can thrive and flourish spiritually. But before that happens, the people themselves need to be, their awareness levels have to be brought high. Their attachments and their inclinations need to be guided and controlled so that they can do what is correct and they can understand what is right for them. And therefore, when we see what the prophets did, and when Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about this in the Nahjul Balagha, he says, فَبَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رُسُلَهُ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent amongst them or within them some messengers. وَوَاتَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ أَنْبِيَاءَهُ. And he sent one after the other prophets of God, prophets who came to guide them continuously. لِيَسْتَأَدُوهُمْ مِثَاقَ فِطْرَتِهِ. So the first thing they did was that that they wanted the people to cause the people to apply or rather materialize or practicalize that covenant that they had applied, or that covenant that they had made with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within their essence. So there was a covenant which was there in the fitrah or the essence of mankind, inshallah. We shall discuss about it in the coming session as to what this covenant was and what it implies in this situation. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio. هو
وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه